Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Our text this evening is the gospel reading this evening from Luke chapter 17. Now, this reading tonight is the third story given by St. Luke of Jesus' missionary travels throughout Judea. And this is the third story in a row encompassing our Lord's interaction with Samaritans. First, there was the whole Samaritan village that rejected Jesus. Luke said the whole people did not receive him. Then there was the parable of the Good Samaritan. We all know that one, where the Good Samaritan helped the beat up man on the road to Jericho. And now tonight we hear about the Samaritan leper healed by Jesus of his disease, and he returned to give thanks for the miracle. Why does Scripture and St. Luke and our Lord himself use a Samaritan to make a point? There's a very specific reason he does so. Samaritans were not very welcoming to the Jews. They didn't get along. Matter of fact, for the most part, they hated one another. Yet Scripture records Samaritans with a loving, hospitable relationship with many people and with Jesus Christ. Samaritans are used to illustrate not just miraculous healing, but the very presence of salvation for all mankind. Well, except for those of the nation of Israel that are too doggone stubborn to come and praise God, or those who have this attitude that they're being uncooperative toward authority or discipline, like adhering to the Ten Commandments. Rather, they choose to insist upon their own understanding of the rules, far from what our Lord had commanded. You know, like the nine that failed to return to give thanks to the Lord, they disregarded the need to give praise and thanks being to God, who was so gracious to them that he healed them of all their illnesses and wounds. Those 10 lepers now, Luke said that they stood at a distance. They stayed back from Jesus. They basically shouted to him, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." They were afraid of Jesus. Even today, those who are ill, they'll want to stay some distance from other people, afraid they might infect someone with what they have. Likewise, many will keep some distance from those who are ill or sick, you know, so that they'll totally avoid them, not wanting to catch something or get sick themselves. So illness divides us. It separates us. Especially do they separate us from Jesus. Sickness is lonely, actually. And the longer we're sick, the lonelier we become, and the harder the illness becomes as well. Those who are ill only want a little bit of help, a little bit of hope. They want hope that they'll get better, or that this particular illness won't drive them to death's dark door. And then they want hope of going to heaven, because that gets worrisome for someone that's very sick. Maybe even annoying to them. More a fleeting thought. And then doom and gloom is all that's left. Back in our Lord's day, leprosy was known as a disease that was fatal. There was no recovery from it. And it was thought that it was contagious. It is contagious, but very mildly today. It's nothing to be afraid of. There's people always shaking hands with those who have leprosy and whatnot. But it's so rare now anywhere that you'll be hard-pressed to find a case of leprosy here in the United States. It's almost unheard of. So leprosy is totally curable, and it really isn't as contagious as you may have thought. Another matter of fact, those lepers in our story tonight had the hope that Jesus could cleanse them. Those disfigured and lonely, cast out of society beings had heard all the rumors about the healing Jesus was doing in his travels. And they wanted some healing from Jesus. And did you notice how Jesus healed them? Jesus didn't do something magical or show-worthy, like giving some incantation or snapping his fingers or calling down God Almighty himself to cleanse these men of this disease. No, he didn't. He merely told them to go and show themselves to the priest. That was what was needed. They had to go see a priest so that they could rejoin society, their families and friends once again. Their healing had to be verified only by the priest. That's kind of an odd situation, don't you think? If they were ill, why didn't they go to a doctor to get verified that they were cured? Jesus said, go, show yourself to the priest. But they were sent to the priest so that they could be cured spiritually. There was a void in them. They were afraid. Jesus knew that they were afraid of him. And so they needed to be spiritually healed. So he told them to go to the priest. I sometimes wonder if the other nine themselves even made it to seeing a priest. You know what I mean? It's kind of like us, isn't it? Why bother going to church and giving thanks for getting better after being sick or after having survived surgery or being cancer-free or walking when once walking was so darn difficult? So let me ask you, do you recognize that it is Jesus that heals you? Don't you know that God, in his most gracious and wonderful abilities, enables doctors and nurses the knowledge and the wherewithal to care for us when we're sick or injured? Are you afraid to call upon the Lord to help you? Do you feel so separated from God that there's just no helping you? And many do wonder, you know, whether or not God will receive them back from being sick. This is why Jesus went to the cross. This is why Jesus rose from the tomb, even 3 days after being dead. This is why Jesus came to earth as a human being, so that our relationship with God Almighty would be new, refreshed, and forever. Why, I am sure you believe that your sins have been forgiven. Your sins have been washed away. Why wouldn't you believe you would be healed by Jesus for some puny, low-life, half-miserable illness or injury? The forgiveness of your sins is far mightier and consoling work by God than being healed. God brought Jesus back from the dead to show you his powers over sin, over death itself, over the devil, and over anything earthly. So come, come to church and hear of your forgiveness of sins. Partake of the sacraments which God pours out for you in the washing of holy baptism and the body and blood of his dear Son. And go ahead, you know. Feel free to come to the altar anytime and give the Lord thanks and praise for healing you and forgiving you all of your sins. Seriously. God wants you nearer to him. That's what the love he has for each and every one of us. God wants you close to him even when you're sick or far from him. So come, celebrate the hope that is within you, given you by our dear Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Now may the peace which surpasses all human understanding, keep our hearts and minds in the risen Christ Jesus. Amen.